At breakfast, Charlie's dad hurried into the kitchen with his tie loose around his neck and a pair of socks in his hand, looking frazzled.
"Oh,"
he said, giving her a strange look.
"You're up and about. Are you going to school today?"
Yes, said Charlie, narrowing her eyes at him.
"Why wouldn't I? What's going on?"
Dad started yanking on his socks.
"I've got an early meeting I forgot to tell you about," he said. "Can you be ready to go in 5 minutes?
"What?" Charlie dropped her spoon into her cereal bowl and stared.
"Dad, clearly not. I have to finish getting ready."
She got up and started toward the stairs. "What about Andy?"
"I remembered to tell him," Charlie's dad mumbled apologetically. "He's ready."
"Dad!" she said again.
"I'm sorry. I thought you were staying home from school because of your leg."
"Are you kidding? The team roster will be posted this morning. I have to be there. Can't Mom drive me?"
"She's sleeping after pulling a double shift. She got home at 4 in the morning.
Charlie sighed.
"Maybe she should just live at the hospital."
She ran upstairs and grabbed her bracelet and earrings from the bathroom counter, putting them on as she went to her room to finish getting dressed. Her homework sat on her desk, only half completed. She'd been planning to finish it this morning.
"Just go with Andy,"
she called out, exasperated but trying not to shout too loud so she wouldn't wake her mother.
"I'm not ready yet, so I'll walk to school."
"Are you sure? Doesn't your leg hurt? Do you know the way?"
"My leg's fine," she said, roaming around her room trying to find her shoes.
"I know there's a shortcut through the football stadium. Lots of kids go that way." Dr. Wilde bounded up the staircase and appeared in Charlie's bedroom doorway, holding his briefcase and overcoat.
"You're sure?"
he asked.
Charlie rolled her eyes. "Dad, you don't have to worry about me. I used to take the L train to school, remember?"
"Yes, but..."
"So long as I don't walk into a cactus, I'm pretty sure I'll be just fine."